He released an agitated breath before he responded. Fried, Artie. Damn, learn to speak. I've got a headache from trying to figure out what the hell you mean most of the time. And at no time in my life would I have ever fried anyone for something like this. Yes, you would have. He thought about that for a moment, but as usual, she was wrong. No, definitely not. Only you would move me to that kind of violence over something so insignificant. You're such a bastard. At least she got that right, in more ways than one. He leaned his head back against the column so that he could look up at her. Why, because I won't do your bidding? Yes, you owe me this. You made me get rid of my assassin, and now I have no control over those creatures that you created, he added, interrupting her angry tirade. Don't forget the important part here. The Dark Hunters wouldn't exist at all had someone, and for the sake of your missing intellect, let me clarify that, you, stolen powers from me that could bring back the dead. I didn't need the Dark Hunters to help me fight against the daemons and protect the humans. I was doing fine on my own, but you wouldn't have it. You created them and made me responsible for their lives. It's a responsibility that I take most seriously, so excuse me for banning you from killing them because you have reverse PMS. She scowled.
Reverse PMS?
Yeah, unlike a normal woman, you're cranky 28 days out of the month. She moved to slap him, but he caught her wrist in his hand. You haven't bargained for the right to hit me. She wrenched her arm away from him. I want him dead. I'm not your tool in this. And lucky for Sin, Ash was here. He was the only reason Artemis didn't kill Sin herself. They'd made the pact centuries ago, after she'd flambéed a Dark Hunter for one erroneous comment that she would never again go after a Dark Hunter without Ash's approval. Her eyes were still seething. Sin's up to something. I can feel it. Of that, I have no doubt. He's been plotting your murder since the day you stole his godhood from him. Lucky for you, I'm in the way, and Sin knows it. She narrowed her eyes on him. I'm surprised you're not helping him kill me. So was he. But in the end, he knew he couldn't be a part of that. He needed Artemis in order to live, and if he were to die, the world would become an even scarier place than it already was. Too bad, that. 'Cause honestly, he wanted nothing more than to bid her ass goodbye and never look back. Artemis shoved at his raised knee. Aren't you at least going to ask him why he was at the museum, and why he assaulted those officers?